couple of weeks, Dave, until I fly to Brisbane for one night, 2 days, Saturday, Sunday in Brisbane.
One night only. Look out, Brisbane.
It's going back to my high school days. Oh, I've got my high school reunion coming up.
Really?
20th high school reunion.
20 years?
20 years.
Seriously, since you graduated?
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
1997, Sandgate District State High School.
There you go. All those memories flood back.
Have you been to your high school reunion before?
No.
Okay.
I've got no urge to be honest with
you. Why not? It's the best part of going back and seeing those people that you didn't like back in the day that gave you crap.
Like all of them.
And then you can just showcase what you do for a living now in your life and...
Yeah. Well, I could do that, but no, I just really couldn't be bothered with it.
Really?
Yeah, no. I've got no urge to see any of them, except for maybe one or two.
I can't wait to go back.
Really?
Can't wait.
You just like turning the screws, don't you?
No, it's not that. It's because I wasn't a popular person at school at all.
Yeah.
By no means. I was even in the dorky group.
Yeah. Welcome to the club, dude.
But I was happy with that.
Yeah.
I was never out to be the cool person.
You were there. You were had the beat of your own drum.
Yeah,
I think
that's
what they say, yeah.
I was different. I didn't care.
Yeah.
I think it's cool to be weird. Cool to be cool.
Well, it is now.
To be unusual.
It is now, but back then it wasn't. Not back in the 80s.
Oh, it's fine. Yeah, in the 90s it was fine.
Yeah.
But to go back and see all your high school friends, I keep in touch with a lot of them on Facebook.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, but there's some of our old teachers are going.
Oh, serious? Did you have a crush on one of them?
No. No, Jesus, no.
Okay. Neither did I.
No. But I think it's just, you know, because you grow up with them and they're, you know, always directing you and you've got homework and you've got assignments and this is due and that's due. And
yeah.
You kind of see them in the same light. So when I walk in, are they going to ask me to tuck my shirt in? You know, where's your assignment? Don't think I haven't remembered the assignment you're supposed to hand in grade 12, but you didn't hand it in.
Right, okay. So is this the first one you've been to?
No, this will be the second because we went to the 10-year anniversary in 2007.
Right, okay.
So, yeah.
Fair enough.
But the first one, I sort of just hung around for a little bit, then I took off. So
yeah, right, okay. So this one, you really want to rub it in? What you do now and your life and everything else?
I want to go and I want to, you know, hang out with people and see friends I haven't seen in ages and even, like, rekindle some friendships that I've only just rekindled on Facebook, that kind of thing. But
right, okay, fair enough.
I can't remember much of my 10-year one because I was only there for a small amount of time that I took off. So.
Right, okay. Actually, just let's take some calls on this because a lot of people go to their school reunions.
So I want to know what happened at yours.
Yeah, 13-27-10, what happened at your high school reunion? Was there, like, everyone was buddy-buddy, all of those cliques that used to happen?
The cliques!
You know, they all congregated around themselves again.
Oh,
What happened?
Because you do. That's what happened. I think that's why I left early in the last one that I went to. It's because the people that were cool and they used to hang out together at the school were all hanging around at the high school reunion. I'm like, oh, this is no change, no different to high school. So I got my free drink and my free cookie and I left.
You had a cookie?
And I left. I've got my cookie and I'm going home.
I find that the funniest. You only got a cookie and a drink at your high school reunion. That's hilarious.
Let's take the call. 13-27-10. Hello, Triple M, what's your name?
It's Kate.
Kate.
Hello, Kate. What happened at your high school reunion?
Well, you're going to die because it was 35-year reunion.
Okay.
All the girls that had black hair had blonde hair because they were hiding all their grays.
Right.
And all the men looked so bald, grey and bearded that when they spoke to you, you couldn't recognise them because they didn't look anything like they were when they were younger.
Oh, so you had this mental image of Mr. Excitement.
How they used to look,
Yeah, you know, he had a six-pack.
The drop-dead gorgeous guy that was bald and looked about 103 was unbelievable. I thought they were going to all look the same so you could recognise them. I just stood there and went, hi.
Who are you again? I can't remember your name. See, that's my fear.
Really?
That's my fear, you know, is that I've changed and everyone's going to not even know who I am.
That's karma biting him in the ass. That's what that is.
Well, it was really, really hard with the guys to recognise them because they had changed so much.
Oh, man.
Putting on weight and growing a massive beard, you got to look at their eyes and try and figure out if their eyes are real. Or fake as well.
I need to document this. I need to document this. Okay.
I'm gonna analyze. Pick your old school photos out and look at every pair of eyes you've ever seen because they look so different.
Wait
till you get to a
35-year
reunion.
That is gold. Good on you.
Thank you for the call. Oh, man. I'm going to document this. I have to.
Oh, this is a reality TV show in waiting, you know, about a period.
Should I go live on our Facebook page when I'm there?
Oh, you should, yes.
All right, I'll do it.
Absolutely. Yeah,
and then no one will come up and talk to me at all. Just like high school. Joe Day for Brekkie. 9 minutes away from six here at Triple M. Mr. Mechanics that Service Your Car. Coming up after 6:30 this morning, catching up with Mark Gable of the Choir Boys, who yesterday just released a new album.
Back in the pub days, you know, the last 7 years. Yeah, it's been pretty big.
Doing the tour.
Yeah.
Maybe you could support him, Kid Dynamite.
Oh, maybe. Probably the wrong type of music, but yeah, we could always work something out, I'm sure.
I was being sarcastic, Dave.
Why?
Kid Dynamite, waka waka, wow.
Why do you keep going on about that? I mean, I had a stage name back when I was a kid. When I was 17, first starting in my first ever nightclub.
It's the best.
And the guy that I used to work for, he said, you got to have a stage name. You can't just go as your normal name. It's like, okay, fair enough. What do I do?
So you chose Kid Dynamite.
Well, he used to call me Kid all the time, and I was watching Good Times at the time. So, you know, they got JJ used to call himself Kid Dynamite all the time. So that's just put two and two together. That's
Kid
what it
Dynamite.
Was.
Kapow.
it was the 80s. It was the 80s. You got to remember that.
Kapow.
We used to play the other Choir Boys in the nightclubs back then too.
Not with them.
Well, actually, no, there was one place that I actually worked with him, the Argyle Street Hotel.
Yeah.
Many years ago. That was back in the 90s. So, yeah. Because they used to have the band and they used to have the DJ afterwards. So you'd sort of, yeah. But I never got to meet him back then.
Oh, well, you weren't big enough, clearly.
Well, I was the resident DJ, you know.
Oh, yeah. What's the biggest crowd you've ever played to?
Biggest crowd?
Yeah.
When I was touring.
What do you mean touring?
Well, we used to do the Coca-Cola Teenage Rampage tours, the Siemens Mobile Wave tour, that sort of stuff. I think around about, maybe about, around about 9,000, 10,000, something like
10, that. 10,000 people.
Yeah, at Australia's Wonderland, where we used to have the big parties there, yeah.
I'll have to research that.
Yeah, no, that's all right. You go ahead. Yeah,
I will.
Yeah. Why?
I was just wanting to inch. Yeah,
why? Like, you keep rubbing it in. It was a millennia ago.
Asking a question.
It was a long time ago.
Asking the question. That's all.
All right. Fair enough.
Mark Gable back to Mark Gable by Choir Boys. joining us coming up after 6:30 this morning with Jay and Dave Bricky. 6:15 here at Triple. We're talking about my return to high school reunion, Dave.
20 years. That's a big occasion.
It's a big occasion.
It's a massive occasion, as a matter of fact, yeah.
Not too sure what they've got in the form of entertainment, but Gary on Facebook has come up with a great idea.
What's the idea from Gary?
Heard you talking about Dave's career as a DJ this morning. Kid Dynamite should perform at your high school reunion. 20 years. Bring back two past loves at once.
Gary, that ship has well and truly sailed, I think. it's time to let it go.
Get your headphones on. Get the decks out. Waka waka. Spin them around, yo.
I must admit...
Spinderella, spin it up one time.
Come on, man. You know I go red every single time about this. You know, it's done and dusted. It was in the past.
What did you wear when you went...
Oh, do you remember the old... Do you remember the old bomber jackets?
Oh, my God.
That they used to have from all the NFL? I think it was San Francisco 49ers one.
This just gets better and better. Kid Dynamite, by the way. This is Dave's DJ name back in the day.
Yeah, I was very young at the time, okay? It was when I was 17, 18. So, you know, I don't even want to do the math on how long ago that was.
It's so funny. So, yeah, the bomber jackets. Did you have, like, I'm imagining you with, like, wristbands, like, as in, you know, the ones that they wear at tennis, and, like, a headband?
No, that was more sports than nightclubs.
Some DJs wear them.
No.
Some DJs wear them.
It was mainly... and the collared shirts, the silk collared shirts, there was. Always had silk for some reason or another.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, the black pants.
We need to revive this career.
Look, it was a millennia ago. It's time to let it go, I think.
Cinderella spin it up one time.
I did do those actions, actually, back in the day.
We need to do it.
No.
Leave it with me. Jay and Dave for breakfast, 10 minutes to 7 here at Triple M. Dean Lewis at Triple M, Jay and Dave for breakfast, everything Mackay with Sundays. It's 22 away from 7 o'clock. Chris Hull will check the traffic for us up after 7. Any issues on the road, as always, give us a call, 13 27 10.
Our next guest is a rocker from the ages. He is Australian as well, one of the best rock acts Australia's ever produced, as a matter of fact. Yesterday, though, he performed on the Today Show in Cairns with Kasharoo and the Prize Pig dancing in the background, which was pretty funny. Mark Gable from the Choir Boys, mate. What's it like performing in front of people dressed up as animals?
It's actually really, really good, you know, but the thing is that the animal people actually have lives, and I asked the animal people, I said, what's it like, that, you know, what led you to being an animal person, right? Yeah. Now, of course, they didn't have their animal suits on, and they were quite embarrassed, except for one lady who was said she's a total, you know, committed animal person, whereas a younger one said, I'm only doing this part-time and look quite sad.
Oh, man.
We saw it on the Today Show yesterday, and we thought, this is just gold.
Oh, Mark Abel. You, wherever you go, you take. There's humour. There's humour flowing through it, and I think that's probably what got you through so many years in the music industry. Do you feel like you need a sense of humour to get through this industry? Because at times it can be a bit tough, right?
Well, it's like Tourette's, and it's affecting my stage performance now because we spend so little time actually performing music. And what I'm doing is I'm just going nuts and talking about crazy stuff. And it really is like Tourette's. I just can't help myself.
We never know what to expect when we have a chat with you, Mark, and we love this.
It's kind of like we're friends on Facebook, Mark, as well. And I look at some of your posts that come up, just make me giggle, because you make me laugh all the time. I think for one instance, you had, I think it was a few months ago, you had two cars that you had to try and move at the one time.
Oh, yep.
Explain what happened there, because that was hilarious.
Two cars, one driver. And so what happened was that my partner, Melinda Schneider's car, was being serviced. So it had to be picked up. So, you know, logically what you would do is you either get your partner to drop you off or you will get a cab and then drive the car back. But what I did was I drove my car to get her car from service and then picked the car up and then drove both cars back. So you could only drive 300 metres and then walk back to the other car, then drive that one past the other car 300 metres. And it took 5.5 hours for 13 kilometres of travelling. But the thing, the people you meet when you're doing two cars, one driver are amazing. But here's the anomaly, and I have to try and explain this very quickly because I know that time is short, right? But as you're driving the car, you pass someone walking in the same direction.
Yeah.
Then you will park that car and then walk back to get the other car. You will pass that person, right? Then you will drive the other car past that car and the person walking. Get out of that car walk past that person who is walking. You will do that four times. By the fourth time, that person is quite concerned that they've seen you walk past them four times. And see, now how would they know? Two cars, one driver. Right?
That was
they
the best.
Know. You know, Mark, I'm not
honestly,
much for...
I was hooked onto that whole story that day that you were on Facebook Live. It was amazing. It was good.
I'm not much for someone for reality TV, but geez, I wish they'd make a reality TV with you, Mark.
Well, the thing is, a lot of it would be spent with me sitting naked playing Xbox, right? You know?
We actually called you for a reason. It's because the Choir Boys, you've got the brand new album out. It's called Pub Rock Live. No studio adjustments, no auto tunes. It's just the rawness of the live setting in different pubs from around Australia. And you're going on tour with this as well, aren't you?
We're going out in November. I think it's November. Look, you know, my memory is shocking after spending so much time in the sun with two cars. But we're going out to tour it and to actually perform the songs live one more time. But here's the thing. We recorded that over a period of 7 years. And so we recorded literally hundreds of shows and thousands of songs, and the songs repeated. And we had to listen to them all. And I'm going, I don't want to listen to Mark Gable singing anymore. Please, somebody else vet these for me, please?
Well, it's...
get Mariah Carey to do it.
You could have chosen somebody else. God. Oh, jeez.
Mate, we would love to see you up here at Mackay and the Wit Sundays.
We'd love to come up, and we will come up, because Mackay is probably the greatest town in the world, apart from, you know, like Paris, and then there's...
They haven't got Serena the Buffy the Serena Cane Toad, no, so, you know, Paris has got nothing on us.
No. I'm going to get that Cane Toad. I'm going to get that Cane Toad pregnant. I'm going to get it pregnant.
Okay, that's enough.
I'm going to have my baby.
We've heard enough from the Choir Boys. Mark Abel, you're an absolute legend to be on the show with us, and the two cars, one person thing needs to be turned into a TV show. If it does, please launch it here with us, all right?
Oh, look, I promise, because you guys are so good at launching television shows.
Totally, mate. Thanks for joining us this morning. Good luck with the tour, too.
I love you both. Long time.
See ya. Bye. I don't know where to go from that, seriously. He wants to have babies with Buffy the Cane Toad and Serena. There you go.
So wrong.
Just a moment.
Okay, thank you, Rosie, for that. We should also talk about North Queensland Toyota Cowboys being the grand final this Sunday. Coverage live here on Triple M.
And we're after the world's biggest Cowboys fan. I think we may have just found her. You never know. Eunice, you're a big fan, yeah?
I'm a very big fan. I've been with them ever since they kicked off the Cowboys.
Yeah. Now, what about before then?
I'm actually a footballer before then. I'm actually the patron of South, Southern Suburbs.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
So before the Cowboys came along, were you like a Broncos supporter?
I was a Broncos, yes. I love my Queenslanders.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I've got a sister who's a Bronco, but the other elder sister and I, we're Cowboys.
Yeah.
Okay, so
rightfully so too, Eunice, rightfully so.
So what actually happens when all three of you get together for a Broncos-Cowboys match? What actually happens in the house?
Oh, well, the other sister, the one who's for the Broncos, if we're playing when we had the Broncos and the Cowboys, she couldn't stand the pressure. I think she ended up going upstairs.
So this weekend with the Cowboys taking on the Storm, what obviously you think the Cowboys are going to win, but do you think
they
are going to win? Are they a big score, big result, big margin, or what?
I think it might be about 8 points.
Okay.
Yeah, that seems to be the theme running at the moment. Everyone's saying about eight points in it, yeah.
Well, when you get the house decked out, you need to get your daughter, Selena, or you know somebody else to send us some photos so we can put it on our Facebook page, because we love Cowboys fans.
I've just been checking up on my calico. I sew up the calico and do the strips, and then I've got these flags. I'm going to use both front of the house and me hedge this year.
Well, look, we love the fact that you're a big North Queensland Toyota Cowboys fan, Eunice. Thanks for joining us.
Yep, I love my Cowboys.
As we all do. Thank you, Eunice. And don't forget, the coverage is live this Sunday here on Triple M. Jay and Dave Brecky, 26 past 6. News with Rosie up next here at Triple M.
A moment.
Okay, thank you, Rosie, for that. We should also talk about North Queensland Toyota Cowboys being the grand final this Sunday. Coverage live here on Triple M.
And we're after the world's biggest Cowboys fan. I think we may have just found her. You never know. Eunice, you're a big fan, yeah?
I'm a very big fan. I've been with them ever since they kicked off the Cowboys.
Yeah. Now, what about before then?
I'm actually a footballer before then. I'm actually the patron of South, Southern Suburbs.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
So before the Cowboys came along, were you like a Broncos supporter?
I was a Broncos, yes. I love my Queenslanders.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I've got a sister who's a Bronco, but the other elder sister and I, we're Cowboys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rightfully so.
what actually happens when all three of you get together for a Broncos-Cowboys match? What actually happens in the house?
Oh, well, the other sister, the one who's for the Broncos, if we're playing when we had the Broncos and the Cowboys, she couldn't stand the pressure. I think she ended up going upstairs.
So this weekend with the Cowboys taking on the Storm, what obviously you think the Cowboys are going to win, but do you think
they
are going to win? Are they a big score, big result, big margin, or what?
I think it might be about 8 points.
Okay.
Yeah, that seems to be the theme running at the moment. Everyone's saying about eight points in it, yeah.
Well, when you get the house decked out, you need to get your daughter, Selena, or you know somebody else to send us some photos so we can put it on our Facebook page, because we love Cowboys fans.
I've just been checking up on my calico. I sew up the calico and do the strips, and then I've got these flags. I'm going to use both front of the house and my head's just sheer.
Well, look, we love the fact that you're a big North Queensland Toyota Cowboys fan, Eunice. Thanks for joining us.
Yep, I love my Cowboys.
As we all do. Thank you, Eunice. And don't forget, the coverage is live this Sunday here on Triple M. Jay and Dave for Brekkie, 26 past 6. News with Rosie up next here at Triple M. He's playing Last Word.
For South Mackay News Agency, now under new management, Jay and Dave's Last Word.
Yeah. And Dylan is ready to go in. Serena, mate, you played against me today.
Yeah, I heard the last few days.
Oh, shut up, Dylan. All right. Now, the rules are, I'll give you a category. The last person who can't, or the last person who gives me the correct answer or can't go any further gets a point after two of the champion, okay?
Too easy.
Dylan, we'll start with you. Your first category for today is food you would find at a grand final.
Hot chips.
Meat pie.
Hot dogs.
Sausage rolls.
Packet chips.
Tomato sauce.
Barbecue sauce.
Mustard.
Coke.
That's not a food. They said...
No. Okay.
All right. Okay. Thanks. Nope. They're being very stringent
they
now.
Are
they gave
a little
me the thumbs down.
Yeah.
All right, category number two. Here we go. Dave, we'll start with you. Types of sunglasses brands.
Ray-Ban.
Oakley.
Gucci.
You got this one.
Yes, and he wins.
Dave!
That's four from four.
No, I've got no idea. I don't wear sunny, so I've got no idea.
Versace.
How do you know Versace?
I don't know. You just hear about them. You see them, people wearing the Versace. They're those big eye fly glasses.
Dylan, do you not find this the hardest game?
It was this morning.
It's pretty hard at times, hey?
Yeah, it might.
All right. Thank you for giving it a go, though, mate. It'll be back tomorrow just after 8 o'clock. It is last word. Thanks to South Mackay News Agency. At least there's no prize going off today. I think Dave should just continuously play this game now. There's no chance that I'm going back to lose.
So that's four from four. What was your record in quick draw?
17.
Jeez, that's a big ask. That's a big ask. This is a tough game, though.
All right, play it again tomorrow up after 8. Jay and Dave for Brekkie. Welcome to Tuesday morning, going live on our Triple M Facebook page inside the next 15 minutes. Want to join us online? We do it each weekday morning, Triple M Mackay with Sundays. And also playing Last Word up after 8 o'clock, thanks to South Mackay News Agency.
I can see the fire in your eyes. What's going on?
That whole song, you might have noticed, I've been a little quiet.
Yeah, I noticed that. Wait, what? You mentioned before the song you wanted to bring something up. You were a little bit miffed.
Enjoying my toasted sandwich?
That's not your toasted sandwich.
That's my toasted sandwich, thank you very much, from the fridge. I put in there 2 days ago.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I had mine in there last week, and I just decided to eat it.
You ate your toasted sandwich yesterday at your desk when we had our meeting.
That's right, yeah.
You're eating my toasted sandwich.
Oh, that's okay. It wasn't labelled. It was been in there for a couple of days.
It's not okay. It's my
it's
my lunch.
No, it's not. You've had it in there a couple of days, so, you know, a fair game. If it's not labelled and it's been there a couple of days,
that's
fair
not
game.
Right. You don't eat people's lunch even if it's not labelled.
Yeah, you do. Like, yes,
never.
If it's in there for a few days, that says to me it's leftovers and it's fair game.
Oh, so you have the worst work etiquette ever.
What are you talking about?
If that's okay, you can't eat somebody else's lunch. I get that you're mistaken. That's fine. But if you're saying now that the argument has just shifted.
Right.
Because I get that you obviously were genuinely mistaken that you ate my sandwich. I hope you're enjoying it, by the way.
Oh, I am. Don't worry about
chicken
that.
Chicken, cheese, avocado. Thanks. But to say that if it's not labelled in the fridge and it's game, it's free game.
Yeah, it's free game. If it's in the fridge and it's been a couple of days,
no way.
It's game. It's anyone's. It's communal food.
So you're saying it has to be labelled if you don't want to eat and you have to label it.
Yeah, if you want to keep it in there for a couple of days, you know, of course you've got to label it. Otherwise people are going to eat it like I just did. So, like, all right, don't laugh at this.
Oh, my God.
13-27-10, where is the line here?
Okay.
Because we're not going to be able to see eye to eye on this one.
Because it's not right to eat somebody else's food. If there's if I've forgotten butter or margarine for my sandwich and there's somebody's in the fridge, I'll probably take a little bit of that. But
yeah,
it's not but it's not eating the whole thing. That's just a teaspoon of butter.
It's still someone else's, though. In your logic, that's someone else's. But everyone does it anyway. So I think I'm in the right here.
Not sandwiches. Not yes. food, not actual contained food.
So what's going to happen there? You're going to leave it for, because I know what you're like, you'll forget about it. It's in there for
I was going to have that today for lunch.
Oh, now you say that. Come on. You were not.
I was so.
You were not.
13, 27, 10. I'm doing the, I know we're supposed to be talking about something else here, but they can go away for a second. Is it okay to eat food from a work fridge that's not labelled? Because that's right. not right if you're eating my sandwich.
It was there for a few days.
It wasn't. I only bought it yesterday.
I bought it yesterday. You said a couple of days ago. Now you're saying yesterday. You're changing it.
It was yesterday.
Oh, come on.
Let's take some calls on this. 13, 27, 10. Thirsty Merc right now. Jay and Dave for Brekkie. It's 20 minutes away from 8 o'clock. You bloody guts. We'll take your calls in just a moment here at Triple M.
Some of us spend all our time chasing dreams of dollar signs, but I got riches of a different kind. Love is my fortune. Cause all the bucks don't make much sense. They don't bring you happy.
It's 7:45 live this morning. M Group Tyre Mechanical. Mark Gable of the Choir Boys joining us on the air after 8 this morning. Dave has eaten my lunch. I've just found out in the last 15 minutes, blatantly just eating it in front of me. I didn't even realise.
Look, it was a mistake to start off with because I thought it was mine. But in the end...
I get that, but you're saying if it's not labelled in the fridge, then it's free game, which is wrong.
If completely. It's there for a couple of days, absolutely. You know, the work fridge, if it's not there, if it hasn't been eaten for a few days, it usually gets chucked out.
Are you saying this to G me up? Or you're no. legit? Because I feel like you're trying to take the pee.
No. Because I know what you're like anyway. Because, you know, you'll bring your lunch in every so often and you'll leave it there for a month.
It doesn't matter. If I leave it in there for 12 years straight, don't touch it. It's not your food.
No, come on. You can't just waste food like that.
I would never go into somebody else's food and eat it.
Well, it's communal food. You know, you've...
It's not communal food.
Hang on a second. I've seen you. No. Before we go to Damien, okay, I've seen you. We have like a big lunch type of thing. We have a couple of pizzas in here
for
and everything.
For the staff.
Yes. Who's to say that wasn't for the staff as well? It's like communal food, you know. People bring
your
in
argument,
stuff.
You sound like a politician. Your argument is BS. Right,
Damien, back me up on this one, will you?
No, I can't back you up.
Why not?
You can't eat somebody else's food.
You can't. And wait, Jay, the one way to prank him is just put some really hot chili on some stuff and leave it in there and let him find it.
Oh, you're an evil person, Damien. You I'm tempted to do that now.
Damien, I actually like the spicy food, so it wouldn't bother me
mate,
in the slightest.
You wouldn't like a ghost chili or something like that, mate. That'd be a nice challenge to have. See if he'll eat a ghost chili on air.
Done.
I think we've done that, haven't we?
No, we're going to do it again just to learn your lesson. Oh. Damien, thank you for the call.
Okay, see
you. See you, mate.
Blinda, you can't eat somebody else's food in the work fridge, can you?
No. You didn't put it in the fridge, you don't eat it.
But what, because I know what Jay's like here, and I'm going to defend myself on this one, because he leaves it in there for about a month, and it just goes off.
That doesn't matter. If you didn't put it in the fridge, you don't take it out of the fridge.
Thank you.
Bollocks. I'm calling BS on that. No way.
We have the same problem at work, and everyone touches things that's not theirs, and I go right off.
Okay, so what happens at your work? So do you label stuff or not?
No.
Well, there's your issue.
You shouldn't have to. I don't think you should have to. No. People just know what they've taken. Eat your own stuff. Bam.
That's right. If you don't put it in the fridge, you don't take it out of the
fridge. Don't touch it.
No way. Because that's just wasting food.
You're G'ing me up. I can tell you're G'ing me up. You're saying it to get a rev out of me and it's working.
I am not.
Okay, so you live in a shared accommodation sort of situation with a roommate.
Yeah.
Do you eat her food?
Yes, and she eats my food as well. You know, it's the leftover stuff.
Oh my God.
What?
I'm trying to work this out in my head.
Here's the solution, okay? Either eat your lunch when you bring it in on the day or label it.
Here's the solution. Don't go in the fridge if you put nothing in there.
That's a stupid
Let
solution.
Let us know on our Facebook page, Triple M Kaiwood Sundays, or you can call us 13 27 10. I'm gobsmacked. It's 13 to 8 here.